ओम शांति। वेरी वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू मधुबन। मेनी ऑफ यू हैव अराइव्ड यस्टरडे एंड सम टुडे, राइट? हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू हैव कम टुडे? वाओ, एंड यू आर प्रेजेंट इन क्लास, यू आर वेरी गुड स्टूडेंट्स। इन लास्ट मुरली, some of you might be here, but most of you came after, must have heard at your respective places that Baba gave us a new picture, new photograph of yourself. Yeah? Did you get your new photograph? What should be on your lips and what should be in your eyes and what should be in your hands and what should be in every step which you take. So did you adopt that new photograph? How many of you think of that? In the morning, that's the new makeup. We still have to do makeup or it's natural? Because sometimes the person wants to look different and it's not the way that person's vision is towards one's own self. Then start putting makeups of same kind in the to feel that yes, now I look like what the thoughts are. So it's okay to put makeup in the morning, no? At least for me it has made so much difference when in the morning I think of the new photograph which Baba has given me. When there is love and power in the eyes and what's in the lips? A beautiful smile on the lips, sparkling light in the center of forehead, and every step you take is multi-million fold fortune. I was thinking it's so easy to take that photograph and just be that. But then since then I'd been thinking a lot on that how Brahma Baba was able to take to that photograph, take to that picture, because that has a lot to do with the fortune. I know that, must be now too, but a few years ago, in India it was very common that some of the people who know some kinds of readings, they will look at your forehead and start telling you your fortune. When I was young, once I was traveling with my family in train and there was this person sitting and he kept looking and keep telling my parents, she will be this, she will be this, she will be this. So I said, what is he doing? How is he? So he was reading future from the forehead, fortune from the forehead. So there is deep connection between our future fortune and also adopting to this new photograph which Baba has given to each one of us, because those are the features which will we take those features with us. Because when child is born, from where child gets features? How it's decided what kind of features a child will get is based on the previous, the end, the state of mind, sanskars. So each one of you have started thinking that what you're going to be as a prince and princess, golden age, in deity kingdom. Do you feel? I was sharing today after flag hoisting here. Some of us went to museum for flag hoisting and was sitting next to Dadiji. And many times she will look and she has such a beautiful smile. And recently, once I was in Shantivan with her and three times she must have looked and there was such a charming, beautiful, innocent, pure smile on her face. And today I had to say to others, and I said, it's like she is little Krishna now. It's like her beauty as a child. Generally, when you look at, in a gross way, in body consciousness, physical way, you will look at person is looking old or looking weak or looking, but that's what the physically, but today I couldn't stop and I said, Daddy, it's like I could see her from her features, her future, her fortune. So we also have to come close to our that stage of what Baba described. Generally we use the word perfection, but whatever, the way Baba described, to have those features, to have that future and also fortune, because all three are very connected. That means your future is visible through your features. And that's what Baba had said, there should be intoxication. Baba talked a lot on spiritual intoxication of your fortune. But that should be definitely now visible on face of Baba's children. That should be the determination. Baba wants to make Baba's each child complete. And when we describe the word complete, it could be full, it could be inclusive of everything. So when we say complete, that means complete in everything. If you really make a list sometimes that in what way Baba wants me to be complete. Perfection is one thing, but before perfection, there is this completeness. So to be complete, of course, one needs all the attainments. Completely all the attainments. Not just of confluence age, but also based on that, the future attainments also. So what we have to attain from Baba, have I attained? One of the important important element or experience which is very, very, very relevant in Brahmin life is the experience of, or what I have received from Baba in all relationships. Now generally, I know that many Baba's children sit and they say, you are my friend, you are my mother, you are my different relationships. But actually to integrate relationship, all relationships with one Baba is not only when you sit in meditation. Because when you sit in meditation, I don't need Baba as boatman. Now when I sit in meditation, I say, Baba, you are my boatman. Right? But when do I need Baba as boatman? When do I need Baba as boatman? When do you remember boatman? Yeah? See? When you are in storm. Because that's when you say, when I can't continue and I want you as boatman. So when any kind of storm comes, how many of you remember Baba at that time as boatman? Or I sit here and I say, Baba, you are boatman. That might be just a repetition, that's like understanding. But have I experienced Baba as a boatman? It's not question of rescuing, but also it's question of helping me to sail smoothly in this life. When you want to sail smoothly, and of course there you can't stop when there are storms, there are storms. What can we do now? But at that time, to think of Baba as boatman is very, very important. So, as soon as we wake up, that time my remembrance, my relationship with Baba should be our parents. Baba, you are mother, father. So I wake up as I am waking up from the lap of my parents. That comforts, Amrit Vela actually, should be that deep experience of parents and children relationship, because parents and child relationship is something which is very, very important. We all know that how much impact is left in our life of relationship of parents. What your mother said to you when you were little, what your father said or did to you as a child, you will see how much impact is left on the human personality. And people start acting that way. And when you try to find out why this one is acting like this, then we know because she didn't have this or had it, or, you know, it's lucky, but also we can see in behavior pattern a lot of that, what has been received by parents. When we want to be complete, then it's important to have that total, full relationship with Baba as parents. Because there is no one in the world has that ideal relationship. I mean, of course, some have less, some have more. Some are more fortunate in the sense of their childhood upbringing are, you know, really proper. But we have another chance now, no? And that is to take this sustenance from Baba as mother and father. So as a child, especially in the morning, I feel is invoking my inherent qualities from my parents. One is reclaiming one's own qualities. Reclaiming happens during day also, but one is reclaiming, that's my own efforts. Other is inheritance. Connecting with that awareness that I have, you know, just feel it, that Baba is ocean. To start with, of course, maybe I'm just the image, but I have to be, you know, master ocean of love, master ocean of peace, master ocean of happiness, master ocean of knowledge. So especially in the morning, Amrit Vela, it's very, very good to just start the day with this experience of, and see how close you feel. Because now is the time to feel that closeness. In the sense of, there is a lot of people have this resistance very subtly. And that we notice that when you are coming in front of Baba or you are told something as Baba Shriman, it's a very, very subtle resistance comes. We had a group of 31 or 30, some souls came to meet Baba, and few of them had so much resistance to meet God, whatever reason, but, you know, and then when there is resistance, you know, because the opinions which are formed, experiences of this life, or they tried on spiritual journey, but they didn't achieve much, so they had given up on certain levels, and when we told them that you're going to meet God, they were so much, you know, you could see there was so much resistance. And And even afterwards, when we were talking to them, then for them to just say this, I met God, was not easy. They said it was beautiful, it was very good, words which were spoken very inspiring. But to have that experience, but for us, because we know, each one of you feel that if I belong to Baba, so my relationship with Baba is parents. So what do I inherit from mother? Basically what start happening is feeling being sustained. I know that Brahmins always need sustenance, a lot of sustenance, and demand that sustenance. And I always say, of course, you know, classes and company and presence and whatever activity we do is sustenance. But am I experiencing sustenance from God as my parents. I mean, I remember not only from past, but even until now, I always felt day and night, but especially to begin the day, that I am being sustained. Then this thing, whole day, I am not being sustained, I am not. But if I am being sustained, that's your first sanskar, which is very important to experience being sustained. Because you belong and I am not experiencing being sustained. So then what starts happening? There is no contentment. So when Baba says, Brahma so Vishnu, Brahmin so deity, so as a Brahmin, you want to be deity, the quality of Vishnu is sustenance. Everyone wants to be Vishnu here? Yeah? Yes? You're saying very softly. Because that's what we have come here, no? To Brahmin so deity, or Brahma so Vishnu, Vishnu so Brahma. So one of the important quality of Vishnu is sustenance. Like one of the important quality of Brahma is creation. So sustenance, feeling being sustained, and ability then to sustain. Because biggest issue worldwide, even at UN, everywhere they talk of, you know, long-term, ongoing, sustainable development, sustainable. They always talk about this word, sustainable. Our Brahmin life should look so sustainable. Like who was recently asking me that, I went to Gujarat for a few days. There's a very large company called Atul, and they make chemicals and of different kinds of things. And the owner, the lady, came for dinner same night, and she said, amazingly, the way Brahma Kumari's organization is expanding, I love it because it's clean, you're all authentic. And she said, I always tell my company that why can't we grow like Brahma Kumari's? Everyone is struggling, if you really know, to be sustainability or to continue. Everyone, you know, I don't think there is anyone, of course, even when it comes to corporate world, it comes to universities, human life, the biggest element in human life is sustainability. And that experience should be visible. In India, if someone looks very pale, or they say, are you fed or not? So that's why Baba says everyone's face should be so much blossomed, so much sparkling, that they might have to ask. Like one of the things she kept saying about Darija and Kiran, she was telling, but how come you all look so fresh? She keeps saying, why there is such a glow? It will naturally, you know, and especially those people who are struggling to kind of keep whatever they have as their assignments, they will look for to see how we are sustained. It's a very personal quality, it's a very personal power of experiencing sustenance from God and acquiring in a natural way that power to sustain. Because if soul sits in yoga for hour in the morning and still doesn't feel sustained because relationship was not thought of. So today I had this theme somewhere recently I took. I was very fascinated to talk about it. That's why I proposed that it's so important to have those sanskars within me of not only feeling belonging and sustained, but also my ability to nurture everything. Your nurturing quality is such a quality where you touch anything and it grows. So it's the richness, that's the prosperity. being sustained. I am saying it again just to underline, because we are all interdependent, but we have to depend less and less. Now what I remember, how much Dariji used to give to us, like spend hours, and now we get a chance for an hour or two. And then the way numbers are growing, expansion is happening. And Baba also says, but you all have received now, you have to share with others. But how much, it's not that somebody say, I don't need sustenance, I can manage. That's arrogance. I need sustenance too. When I say need in the sense, I don't cry out for that. But I know that I need it. So to feel that I don't need is also not good. That means you should always stay connected. So that's early morning relationship is very, very important. And of course, second important after that, the relationship begins is of teacher and student. So that's what we do, no? Then we come to Murli and listen Murli. And the sustenance which one receives through the teacher is of many different kinds. Not only that, but your relationship with teacher. I'm emphasizing here more on relationship as a teacher. It is important to have good relationship with teacher. Because teacher always has certain expectations from student. Student to be brilliant, student to be good, student to be disciplined, student to be obedient. A lot of these are naturally like in relationships, the expectations. It's not just I regularly study, but this relationship, because Baba always mentions many times that study is also a form of sustenance. Like there is sustenance of parents, but also study is a form of sustenance. So through that study, and within a study we know there are divine virtues to be inculcated. So many different aspects come into this aspect of study. And the third relationship after Murli begins is, Baba, you are Sadguru, I will follow your Srimad through the day. And that's also, you know, relationship with Sadguru could be very, very easy. But relationship with Sadguru could also be because Sadguru's relationship is very subtle. Guru is never demanding. Teacher could be demanding. But also Guru doesn't pass on easily. In the sense of if there was a time to get mantra from Guru, he will watch you for a few years. Because when he is giving you mantra, there is power in that. And he wants to make sure that you use power in a proper way. These days, people can line up, and recently I saw one Guru was giving mantra to few thousands same time. But there was few years ago, to be a good disciple, another word which is used is disciple. They say followers, but disciple is a better word. So from Satguru, the gift which you're getting is of truth. Living the life of truth. Because that's really what Baba's blessing as Satguru is, that your life will be guided by this truth all the time. There are two words some people use, honesty and truth, but they are two different. And after receiving like this thought, I will follow Baba's all Srimad in whatever I do, then fourth important relationship which begins is, what's that relationship? After that, what relationship we need? Nine o'clock to 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock, what relationship you have? A boss. Actually, I had discussion with about 100 teachers at one of the place when I was there, and who said what, should I do it or not, should I listen to this one? I said, who is telling whom? There is only one boss. And it's so interesting that if I remember that whatever I am doing is for Baba and according to Baba's direction, then you don't look at individuals, you don't look at sanskars. Who is going to give you marks? Am I going to give marks or anyone going to give marks? It's the boss. So keeping Baba in front of me during day will help me not to get into anyone's sanskars. No, when Baba says, must, honest heart, master is pleased. But in other words, it's master means boss. No? Anywhere, if you have difficulties at Laukik work, lot of people have difficulty in relationship of accepting, you know, in the sense of like, I remember when I came in knowledge, I had big difficulty if somebody told me to do something, in the sense of if not in a right way. I just rebel. I used to rebel. And I still remember one incident which is not very good to tell. I know everything gets recorded here forever. But okay, it's all right. And that, as I said, it's not necessarily a good example, but I'm telling that how I changed that sanskar which I had. You know, like one instrument kept saying, you must do this. Second time she said, when she said third time, I said, then what if I don't do? It was bad, but then I was new, I was in university, I was told that, you know, like here some instruments hammer, you know, it's like, you have to do, you have to listen. I say, if your instrument says this, forget it. So somebody said, but then we shouldn't have respect. I said, why should we should have? But what I'm saying, but then you start understanding that you have to help instruments too. So then you say, yes, why not? So should I say yes to everything? I at least say yes to everything. Whatever my, you know, dadis will tell me, I say yes. And when I'm saying yes, I'm creating a relationship where now dadi is asking me, really you want to do it? Are you doing it from your heart? Do you have any other thought? No, this was a relationship created with Brahma Baba. There is Srimat, you do it. And then with Baba it was like every evening Baba will say, what do you, like we have meeting or seminars, then in the end Baba will come. And Baba will say, what do children think? And until now, my relationship with my instruments is, I always say yes, why not? It's respect. But doesn't mean that I won't use my conscience or I won't take responsibility of my action. I am responsible. Anyone tells me to do it, won't be responsible for my action. That lesson I learned when I was very young, young Brahmin. So I'm not going to do because you're telling me, but I am respecting you, what you're saying. And then if there is other thought, at least that relationship gets created. I mean, that's what my experience is, because I always say yes. So after a little while, Dadi Janki will call me back. She said, you had any other thoughts? Because she could read from my face that I have respect. It's not necessarily I have agreed to that. And it's not I disagree, but still, if I have to act, I am, you know, even Baba is with me. Baba is the one, so I have to look at Baba and say, but it's such a lovely relationship get created where your instrument will say, do you have any other thought? And if instrument doesn't do, then it's different problem, but I'm just saying it. That if a very sincere relationship is created, in that relationship, it should be a common sharing. So say yes, always say yes. Like recently there was a young boy, he started working, and then after some time he lost job. So we asked him, why, what happened? He said, my boss said, why you were late? And I said, only one time I came late. And he got upset. He said, okay, go home. I said, no, first thing you should have said, sorry, I won't do it. Then you could explain that it's not you intended, or if you had chance. Any relationship needs respect, Baba had said. If you are in self-respect, but I am not going to put, you know, if something is forced on me, I am not going to do it. Because I need that purity, I need that, in, you know, from Baba, that thing, then... So I'm just giving example that many of you must have experience, going through certain experiences. Some have good relationship with instruments, some find it little difficult, because instrument could be in Gyan less than sometimes students. Students may be older in Gyan. And if instrument keeps saying karma, karma, and older student, but I know what karma is, why you have to always... You don't take a foot rule as a stick, but saying karma is using a stick on anyone, no? Everyone knows about karma, which Baba's children won't know. But I find that if you start this relationship with Baba, my learning had been directly from Brahma Baba, as I said, was not that easy for anyone, because I always thought that, you know, it should come in the right way. And, you know, of course everyone understands what is, after becoming Brahmins, you don't need anyone to put pressure on you for anything. No? That's not what Baba do. How Baba explains sweetly, nicely, makes you practice and then leaves it open for you. No? Do Baba ever say that if you don't listen to me, don't come back? Recently somebody told me, my instrument says, don't show your face to me again. I said, don't think she is even an instrument. Look at Baba and still go and listen to Murli. So what I'm just saying, that these sanskars and then little personal karmas which come in, and then people start forming sometimes their own rules and regulations. Baba is the one I have to create that loveful, respectful relationship. And if you learn it, as I said, you will learn how to have good relationship with instrument. But you have to empower yourself with that self-respect from Baba. And respect and that loveful relationship with Baba is very important. So many places these little difficulties which do come, and then nobody is perfect. Even Dadiji will say, this is what I suggest. If you agree, you do it. But this sanskar of both sides, you know, how do I deal with that sanskar? Until I have received that sustenance and my relationship with Baba as boss. He is the one who is going to give me promotion. He is the one. A lot of people ask us, how do you get assignments? Who declare you are this? I said, nobody. But it's Baba, no? Baba and drama puts you into those kinds of assignments. It's a very lovely relationship. And then I find that, of course, you definitely need a good friend. And good friend is to open your heart. No? It always happens, you can talk to your friend. No one else you will talk that freely, but with the friend you will. So never hold anything in your heart. That's one thing Brahmins have to do to remain. There should be no blockage in our energy of any kind. If you're holding something, you're blocking good yoga, you're blocking something. then health problems could come, concentration problems could come, sleep can come. So many these things appear suddenly in personalities. And one of the things is that your heart is not light yet. Never, never hold anything towards anything, whatever. Talk to your best friend. So when you will talk to Baba as a friend, your heart will be very, very light. It's a good company also. And then also always, always remember when I said Baba is boss, is actually this is God's task. No human being can claim, even we are, somebody is called in charge, coordinator, but it's God's task. If it's God's task, then we have to just remember that it's Baba's task. So that my heart stays unlimited. When we look at individuals, then we say we can only do this much. But when we look at Baba, so heart should stay light and heart should stay very open, very generous. So if anyone is holding anything, I really at this time it's not good for the soul, for the mind, for the body. So as much you keep Baba, that friendship with Baba. And you should be very, very proud that your father is Supreme Judge. No? If someone is the child of Supreme Judge, how many times he will mention that? Or have that intoxication? Every night, my chart accounts I should just give to Baba. So we don't entangle, you know. Sometimes we think karmas are always from outlaukic people or outside people, but Brahmins' karmas are very different kind because we stayed together so long. And if you really want your sorted out, so every night give to Baba, where I need to ask for forgiveness, I ask for forgiveness. I just stay free every night. Give your account to Baba so that in the morning, they say that if you have to use a pot for the milk, then one night before you have to wash it, clean it. Sometimes people put it upside down so that no dust is gone. So that in the morning when the milk or nectar comes. But if you're holding something of yesterday, even you will find that looking at someone from this thought of what that person did yesterday is not purity. It's not sharing good wishes from your heart. Whatever that person was even 1 hour before, if I have pure vision, I should look at that soul with that pure vision. And that start happening when you, every night you clear your accounts. So what I'm saying that it's not only sitting in yoga that you experience all the relationship with Baba, but it's whole day as a protector, as a sustainer, as one who removes the sorrow, as one who is purifier. That's also another kind of relationship. Someone had difficulty, was Brahmin for many years, with purity, and I said, because you haven't gone to God as purifier yet. You're struggling by saying, I have to conquer vices. Without Baba's rays as purifier. And I think this soul must have tried a few days, and after that, suddenly there was such a big change, because this relationship with God as purifier is very important. Just sit and let Baba as purifier, his light and bite will go into your each, not only in the sense, but your sense organs. And you start feeling your hands as lotus, feet as lotus. The feeling from your own body will come as As Baba said, you all are praiseworthy but becoming worship worthy. Baba as purifier, Baba as liberator. If I just say, no, I can do, I can manage. Baba is liberator. So when we say Baba is liberator, I have to experience that. Did I experience that liberation? Because when Baba is liberator in your life, you experience liberation in life. What is Jivan Mukti? Jivan Mukti is liberation in life. But I have to experience that liberation. And there are very, very subtle traces from past karmas. Very subtle. It's only Baba can liberate you really from those. Very subtle bondages, very subtle chains. Like you are moving forward with fast speed and suddenly you get stuck. It's like when you look at, no, people walk the dog and they are very long, this chain. So you feel that dog is very free, but it's not. So same is like you want to move forward and something just pulls you. Must be some sanskar, some karmas. So when I think of Baba as liberator, that means your remembrance of Baba during day should include relationship. Not every time you are point of light, I am point of light. Because mostly we practice Baba as point of light. And I say within that point, there are not only relationships, but as I said, purifier is a relationship. Liberator is a relationship. There will be certain sorrows which could emerge any time until I have created relationship with Baba, liberator of sorrow and giver of happiness. Did Baba give me happiness? You can be happy. I did very well. I did this. You could be happy. But you are not truly, truly. What happiness experience comes unless you have gone to Baba. As in this relationship, you are the one liberates sorrow. Because suddenly something has happened. Whenever somebody said, could emerge. If sorrow still emerges, that means you haven't gone to the Redeemer, one who redeems or removes the sorrow. So, we don't have much time. We won't find Baba again. And we want to have everything, all attainments, because we are His children, we are His instruments, we are helpers. He has given us all assignment. So, during day and night, even night, somebody wake up, I can't sleep, it going to lap of Baba. I remember when I was going for big surgery 2-3 years ago, and Dadi, she called and she said, you're not going for surgery, you are going in lap of Baba. I said, that's a good thought. So you feel comfort, Baba gives you that healing, and I don't think all that has been experienced. If it had been, there will be nothing like sanskars. It's not only karmas create sanskar, but awareness while doing karmas is very important. So why still old traits, old sanskar, that behavior continues? Because soul is not experiencing or attaining what God is giving. Only through intellect. Our attainments have become more through intellect than relationship from Baba. And when it's through intellect, then it disappears. Sometimes you feel empty, sometimes full, because it's not coming from God. You know, I took one session, some of you were here, that, see, whatever mind, intellect and sanskars, some who thinks, if its mind is thinking or intellect is thinking, it's from the sanskars. But when soul is thinking, you might be puzzled, but I leave this question to you. When soul thinks, from that original stage. Of course it will be through the mind, but not mind thinking. So a few months ago I was in Mexico, I suddenly realized that a lot of Brahmins are living the life of mind and intellect. I am able to do this service, I am happy about this. It's very intellectual, like satisfaction of more mind and intellect, but not necessarily soul. Because mind will always work based on either what you receive from outside or what is within the sanskar. But deep, real, true soul consciousness. Sometimes people say, my soul is speaking. Sometimes they say, my heart is speaking. They're not saying, my mind is saying, intellect is saying. And now is the time to go beyond mind and intellect. Keeping busy with mind, keeping busy with intellect, thinking with mind and all the time. And of course satisfaction, or because that's all level of success sometimes is seen, but it's not deep enough, it's not subtle, there is not enough purity in that. But when you go beyond and just be soul consciousness with Baba, and then in silence, thoughts will emerge, but they're coming from that soul consciousness, from your original and eternal state. This thing you all should think little more. I feel that 95% struggles or temporary attainments, you will be free from that. As I say, a lot of intoxication because you have good intellect or can convince people or you can give jnana nicely and you feel joy of that, and little bit ego mixed with self-respect. But if you really go into soul consciousness and work from there, there won't be any ego, there won't be any past sanskars. Like Brahma Baba's life, were no sanskars visible. And now is the time, we as Baba's children, if we make that shift, make that change, that I have to use my original eternal image. I have to emerge that. Not just mind intellect working based on sanskars. Judgment, power to discern, everything based on, of course it is knowledge, but again very deeply influenced by either someone's sanskar or your own sanskar. So that truth which will come, that insights which will come for your own self, that self-trust which will come from deep within, that self-respect which will emerge to that soul consciousness. The very important step we all need to take. And you will feel that you have suddenly got a big lift, a big shift. And we know that as much we make this shift, it immediately, you could see it in everything, people, other Brahmins, atmosphere, everything. So this is all, but then other part is that if I have, you know, experience of all relationships with Baba, then my relationship with everyone, with all others, because that's another important subject, is my relationship with everyone. All relationships with Baba, and then good relationship with all. Of course there are many, many aspects in that, but because you are not seeing now sanskars, and you find, you immediately notice, I immediately notice this is from the sanskar, mind is thinking. Cancel this thought. I'm going to think again into my original. Instead of repeatedly thinking 10 times, you should cancel immediately. If you're thinking 10 times, that means you have a very strong sanskar. Some people say, I'm getting this thought again and again. I said, that's not right. They say, but I'm getting it. I have enthusiasm. I have this The pure thought doesn't keep coming back. Pure thought has sense that I come once and it will be done. But it's your own sanskar make you keep thinking, keep thinking, keep thinking. It's a sanskar, it's a habit of thinking. So second time maximum, if third time it comes, you have to tell yourself, it's a sanskar, forget it, cancel it. Otherwise you will feel that you are putting either pressure on you or someone else. Because then you are either insistent or you are persistent, like you use certain ways which are not, to me, are not Brahmin behavior pattern. Because Brahma Baba never did that to us. I am brought up by Baba and Mama and we know that they just said it. Even so many left Yajna because of whatever their personal reasons were. But if you ask them what you love most, they will always say, I love Baba. Because Baba knew it's their part. They are playing their part. Why I have to say something? Because he didn't allow the sanskars of fear, security, insecurity. We live sometimes only counting the numbers. Many instruments, I have 30 students, 50. I said, why you count numbers? They should be unlimited. But we still look at our success with the numbers, but we should go beyond. So success is much more than having 30, 40, 50 people and say, well, I am doing very well. So, I mean, for me, like, Brahma Baba comes so much in front and the way he sustained us. So if you experience all relationships, then ability to have good relationship with others. And with that, we are brothers and sisters, or sisters, sisters, brothers, brothers. That's one relationship. But then we are students also, right? So as a student, what is my relationship with other students? Then I am in an organization, so organization runs by certain disciplines, policies, principles. And if I really want everything clean, authentic, then I follow everything. I mean, I live in the country, United States. And it's very long time, and every step where you know next thing is law, next thing is this. And but I have learned from Brahma Baba that accountability, whether it's my time, whether it's my money, whether it's I am trusty for whatever task I have been given. If I really, really as a member of the organization or as Baba's child in organization, everything should be so clear and clean and authentic. And everyone could see that accountability. No one really, if you really go into depth of that, when we were sustained by Brahma Baba, we were trustees. Everything, we went to Baba, Baba gave direction, we accepted, because Baba is the one who is responsible for everything. So as a, whether as an instrument, whether as a student, more we abide by the principles of an organization, then Baba makes you instrument definitely. So that image you can keep carrying on. Because it's not your action. Why sometimes we are a little bit alert? Because it's not your action. It will be considered as organization's act. Any individual, any instrument does something, people will say, but this one is BK, no? So how can this BK do that? So So then naturally organization is seen that that's what maybe you are taught or maybe others must be doing same. And we don't realize there is so much arrogance of service. On other side there is no accountability. And what is that service? What, pleasing ourselves or pleasing others? That I can give good gyan? Whose gyan is this? It's not my knowledge, it's God gives us knowledge. So whether I am a student or whether I am in an organization or within family too. Even in a good family there are certain moral codes and certain principles, guiding things which guide a family. No? You don't just say it's family, I can do everything. No, in family too. Now, how many of you are brought in a big extended family? I had 40 of us and we had so many. One day I tell you, 110 codes of walking, talking, sitting, how. And it was very good because our relationships always stayed very smooth and very good. So it's a very large family. And within that you always have to remember what are maryadas. If I do not follow maryadas, indirectly it's a defaming Baba, no? So good relationship doesn't just mean to be friendly, to be... Of course, friendly is good, but even in friendliness, how much I can be friendly? I'm friendly as my quality, but still I have certain disciplines, I have code of conduct, I know karmas, and I know true friendship, what it means. True friendship is where you just inspire each other. In true friendship, there is no dependency even. So there is a lot more you can go into depth of. Because I feel that both things are important. And in the whole world, that's what is lacking. The experience of good relationship, either personally or with others. But Baba is giving me that chance to have all the attainments, all the experiences, so that I become the embodiment. And then I use all that into relationship with others. Many times some people say, I was a few years ago in a country, and suddenly there was a group of Baba's children, and because of some reason or other they were upset, which does happen. So I had to leave early morning flight, it was international flight. So they was telling me, the sister, only this time your smile is not going to work. Because I smile 80% time, because I said, let it go. So I said, what you want me to take action? They say, yes. I said, okay. Then, this is this organization, this is the principle, and this is the action. Now what you like. But I feel that, you know, realization can come. You don't have to do it. And then when I said, okay, I give you an hour. If you agree to this, you come back and we decide based on that. They thought that Sister Winnie only knows to smile. I said, no, I have capacity. I know what is right. I could do it, but I always feel why, you know, realization can come any minute. And when I told them this is the way I will decide if this is my capacity. But still I give you another chance. After 1 hour you all tell me what you want. They had formed a group which was not relevant. And they all just not only dispersed, they say go back and you can be what you are. So I'm giving example that how relationships are beautiful, loving, it should always be. And it's not in the name of organization you have to act or all that. But I'm just giving example that there are certain right ways where we have to decide certain things. And they're not personal, they have been set by Yajna. And two things I learned when I went to US. One is never say, this is a system. 25 years ago we were sitting in Florida and they said, we just came out of systems and now you have another system. Forget it. This is a free society, there is no system. That's what we are trying to break, is systems, and now you're imposing. I think I haven't used word system for 25 years. Because that's, people are coming out and we're putting them this word. We say these are Baba's principles. These are Baba's principles said. But many keep saying system because they kind of want to use authority more than creating that realization. This is the system. This is what, you know. Or sometimes not that Daddy told me this, Daddy said, Daddy said, Daddy said. He said, tell one time. You have to also accept what is right, you know. So it's, I feel that whatever little internal, still there are sanskars or subtle struggles and all that. I feel Brahmin should become free. So let Baba use each one of us as an angel. Transparent, pure, clean. I don't own anything, I am just a trustee. Baba is the one who is Karan Karamanhar. So let Baba use me as an angel now, not as in charge or coordinator or instrument, as an angel. No, that's what Baba gave us aim. I have to be used by Baba now as a, you have one voice, angel. Do you all agree? Or you still want to be in other capacities? I want Baba to use me now as an angel. So if I clear all that, whatever little here, there is still to be sorted out, I feel we should do it and make our lives very, very, I keep using word, rich or complete or full of all those experiences. Just to conclude, I remember, you can sit and say, I'm so like bodiless, bodiless, keep doing it. I don't think you experience bodiless things. But you go into deep experience with Baba. In any relationship, get merged in love, you don't feel body. Sometimes I, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, sometimes I didn't practice bodiless, but I didn't feel body. Then I realized because soul is experiencing, the soul is not drawn by body. But if there is no experience and I keep saying, I have to be bodiless, I am a soul, I have to be bodiless, it does not work. You can keep practicing still. But as soon as soul is merged into that deep experience, you are not aware of body. And that is what has to happen. You shouldn't say, I am practicing bodiless, I am practicing to be incorporeal. No. Because that sometimes becomes like a force to trying to be incorporeal, trying to be a point of light. But just go into deep experience of what is to be subtle, what is to be angel. And when you are merged in that, or Baba's love, then you're not aware of your body. And that's really true bodiless thing. There is never enough time. We thought we will also have some questions, but if you still have, maybe you can write and you can give to Miravan tomorrow and we will see if we can take them at some time. But I want, we all should sit with Baba and just make inner self very light, very clear, very clean. So that there is nothing I have to do for my own self now. And so that Baba's blessings, Baba's drishti, Baba's rays of light and might can keep working on the soul. As I create the awareness, of my original and eternal being,
eternally. My innate qualities, and that I am a pure soul. A being of love, being of light. A being with wisdom of God. And as it is my return journey, I think of how I began my journey. As a deity, prince and princess, with all the divine virtues of kindness, of forgiveness, sweetness, I as a soul as I go deeper in silence into my own essence and leave the expansion at confluence age I am able to go to my original and eternal stage. So that every step I take through my thought, words and actions is to experience and to create the world of peace, love and harmony. Baba, as ever pure, as almighty, and as a pure child of Baba, I come closer Baba's light, Baba's love. Is unlimited like ocean. And I immerse myself in this ocean. The sweetness and the sustenance. Contentment of my relationships with Baba. It's only in this life for a short time I have this chance. To be with Baba. So that I can experience feelings of belonging. The child of bestower. So that my quality of bestowing others to feel the sustenance through God's love, God's study and God's blessings. And Baba's sustenance for his children is always there. I just need to experience. Baba's presence, Baba's drishti on each one of us. Baba's love, Baba's light, and Baba's power.